SBS Filipino. Kasama natin ang mga nagagandahan. Mrs. Classic Top Asia, Marlene Pierce. Mrs. Grandma International, Mrs. Universe Talent, Elsa Grober. At Miss Australasia Charity Queen, Michelle Carlion. Yeah. Yes. And syempre ang Mrs. Universe Courage 2016, Mary Rose Salubre.
Thank you.
Magandang araw at salamat. Nandito kayo. Sinasamahan ninyo ako sa isang araw ng linggo. Huling linggo ito sa February. So,
yeah.
Di ba? Special.
Special.
Bago natin simulan ang mga pang Mrs. Universe na tanong.
Remember, I'm only grandma. Make it easy.
Balikan muna natin, Mary Rose. Alam yes. ko, you've been Mrs. Universe Courage 2016.
Yes.
And you've been coaching and helping these ladies
yes.
through their journey to pageantry.
Correct.
How have you been after 2 years?
For a 2 years journey, the Mrs. Universe, and also I went to Bulgaria for the Classic Universe, and then I ended up getting the Galaxy Crown.
That was in last year?
Yeah, 2017, the very first month. This is January, same time with them.
Mm.
I mean, they are a year later. So it's been a journey, giving birth.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you. Been really busy. For the past 2 years, it's been amazing because, you know, when you have a title, so you have a different view already.
Yeah.
So you can't be yourself. So you have to watch everything.
You have to be always beautiful.
Yes, correct. But there's a lot of opportunities as well, because once you're recognized and everything's just open for you. So it's up to you to how do you handle the situation as well.
Mm.
So there's a lot of opportunities. That's what I said to these ladies. Everything has changed now, because even you don't know who you are, everybody would know you already.
Yeah.
From especially from Philippines to here, the media's already there. Thank God to Facebook and SBS.
Thank
yeah.
you.
So it's been amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
So 2 years after that, and now you've helped these ladies
yes.
through their journey.
Yes.
Simulan natin. Sinong una? Dito muna tayo from left. Mrs. Yeah. But you've won the crown already,
yes.
so yeah.
Yes.
May kaba pa rin ba?
Nah.
Mrs. Classic Top Asia, Marlene Pierce. How was it going to Mrs. Classic Top Asia?
Amazing experience and incredible journey. And I don't know, it was just such an experience that like a dream come true to go to Europe.
Yeah.
And then competing around the world.
Yes.
And then end up being top.
Yes. Mm. How many ladies were you in the competition?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, they have three different categories. There's one from Bulgaria, there's the Classic Universe and the Grandma Universe. I think roughly all up, maybe about
eight in each.
I think
category.
70
yes.
altogether.
Yeah.
24 we are.
Maybe something about 30 all up.
30.
So competing with.
And which countries were on top five?
She was in the top five because, see, there's major titles. There's Mrs. Universe, there's Galaxy, then World, then International. So she's got one of the major titles.
Yes,
both
yes.
of them, they got the major titles as well.
This is a major title as well.
Yeah.
The one I've got.
And you represented Philippines or Australia?
Philippines.
Philippines. How did you prepare for the competition first?
Not enough time, but it's always been a dream. To be one of the beauty woman
in the world, in the universe.
In the universe.
Yes.
And so it was like a month.
Yeah. 2 weeks, I think.
2 weeks.
Wow,
exactly.
Very short.
2 weeks. I found her. And like, I mean, I've been searching. See, because I can handpick as well.
Yeah.
Aside from crowning them, having competition. Elsa was, she competed and she was crowned. So Marlene, I said, I want her to compete overseas. So when I saw her Facebook that she's always posting, I said, she has a potential.
Yeah.
So I messaged her.
And she's beautiful.
Yes, she did.
Oh,
I like the personality. Yeah, she's determined, passionate. So straight away I got her.
Yeah. So I just keep on working. And like from day one when I said, yes, beauty, I like that.
Yes.
And then boom, 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 I just start working. I contacted my friends who has Filipiniana, you know, the traditional gowns. Yes. Obviously, I didn't have enough time to get them made. Mm. So I drove all the way to the countryside of North Coast and drove there and pick up about 8 gowns.
Yeah, wow.
I took them with me, borrowed from my friend.
Yes.
And I just went through my wardrobe and had a look. Gowns.
Yes.
Because I'm always in, I like beauties.
Yes.
So I had all the gadgets.
But when you were younger, have you ever joined any beauty competitions?
In the Philippines, back home, yes, I did. My mama put me always on the stage. And then at school, I was always the muse.
Yes. Because you're beautiful. Like, with your age, it doesn't show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And now, Mrs. Grandma International, Mrs. Universe Talent.
Yes.
By the way, she's going to sing later.
Very talented.
You have to show your talent. Yes. Elsa Gruba, how was it?
For me, it was an incredible journey. And you could never prepare. You're always nervous.
Yeah.
But if you have the drive to it, you can make things possible.
Yes.
And, yeah, going to Bulgaria first in Australia, it was another journey for me. And I did not really think that I would get the title, but they gave it to me, which
maybe dapat kang manalo.
Yes.
They don't just give the crown.
Yes.
You have to really
correct. Nililigawan ko pa yan eh for how many weeks? Yes.
Yeah, but it was easy to say yes. Yes, and yeah, I enjoy it. There were so many tears of because you know travel Sydney, which I don't drive.
Yeah.
To come to Sydney because I don't know Sydney very much. But I got so many
support
from my family, my daughters especially, that they drive me to Sydney. And then we have the crowning night, which is that was the highlight of it all.
Yes.
And I made to be Mrs. Grandma Universe Australia. Yeah. And then I thought that, okay, I done it. And then there was another news that I have to go overseas, which is Philippines at first.
Yeah.
I was so prepared to go to the Philippines. Mm. But then again, there was changes. Mm. And they sent us to Bulgaria, which is better. Because I don't know Bulgaria then.
Yeah.
And all there was so many like questions, like, what are you going to Bulgaria? It's because many people don't
asking.
Know. But Bulgaria, asking, and it's dangerous for you.
Mm.
And then I have like, yes, I go, I don't go, I go, I don't go. But anyway, I have an instinct that I had to go.
Yes.
And even my costume wasn't made. And
was not ready?
Yeah, wasn't made. And I have a dressmaker that's supposed to make my costume, but she returned it to me. And I have cried because like I only had 2 weeks to go.
Yeah.
And I said, what am I going to do now? Because Mary Rose said, I have to have an opera house.
That's a national costume.
Because you were representing Australia.
Yeah, representing Australia. So, and I said, I have to have this. And then, so anyway, I have an altar at home.
Yeah.
I'm looking to God. God, I don't have a talent. How am I going to do a costume now? But anyway... I'm just saying, okay, cut. I got it. I made
it. So you did it by yourself?
Yeah, I made my costume.
That's another talent.
Yeah. You're so lucky that I didn't win the costume, because otherwise you have a long story to write there. I made my costume.
Yes.
Yeah, so while I was practicing singing, I'm sewing, and I break my hand. And I was so, I did them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your talent was singing?
Singing.
Yes, did you sing?
I sing my the song from my idol, Bette Midler.
Yes.
That, Wind Beneath My Wings.
Yes, yeah. It's a beautiful song.
Yeah, I sang that one, and I thought, like, I did not think that I would win, because, like I said, they just want a talent. And yeah. I said, okay, I give you, I just give you the talent that I can do. Yeah, but anyway, but, I feel sorry again.
Did you ever sing before?
We sing in karaoke.
Yes.
Yeah, we sing in a karaoke.
Most Filipinos do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So that's all about. And then we have another contest in Wollongong last Saturday. Yeah. And just because I win in Bulgaria, they make me win in Wollongong.
Now that's the perk of winning.
Yes.
Win.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now we'll have Vichelle, your Miss Australasia Charity Queen. Paano ka napili? Or it was a competition here in Australia, isn't
it,
Mary
Rose? Yes.
Yes. How did you prepare? It's the charity side of the competition.
Correct, yes. Mm. Yeah.
Paano nanalo? Maraming bang did you have lots of donations or funds?
A lot of followers.
Yes.
You know, her mom is really amazing.
I know,
she
and she's beautiful.
Her. Yeah, yeah. Being a stage mom, and she's also helping in every way. So she really deserves not just a beauty queen, but also a charity queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the inside. Yeah. Amazing.
Vichelle, what do you do aside from... You have joined Miss Australasia Charity. Do you study?
Yes, I'm only in grade 10 at the moment. I'm still
grade
in high 10? School. Yes,
wow.
I'm still in high school.
That's why the mom is here, by the way.
Yeah, she's 14 years old.
Yes.
Very young, but you're so tall.
Yeah. Oh, with heels, yes.
She's still
Yes, so I am still studying and I do want to finish school.
Yes.
But I still want to do like other pageants, which I will be doing a pageant in April, I believe.
Where is that gonna be?
I think Rudy Hill, RSL.
Yes.
Yes.
And is it a New South Wales competition or Sydney?
Yeah, it's a Miss Teen Glam.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
It's a franchise from the Philippines.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've started young.
Yes.
In pageants, you're 14. You have a long way to go.
Yes.
You can compete for the rest of 10 to 12 years?
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Are you preparing for anything bigger than Miss Australasia? Like outside of Australia, maybe?
Maybe in the future, but at the moment, I really want to finish school.
Yes.
Make my parents proud.
Yes. And are you taking up any course when you go to uni?
I still haven't figured that out. Yeah. I do want to become a makeup artist, maybe, like my mom.
Yeah.
Because I'm really into makeup.
Yeah. Yes.
And, yeah.
Yes. Bago ang mga pang Miss Australasia and Mrs. Universe na tanong natin. Narito muna at ilang mga paalala.
SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin ang ilan sa pinakamagandang babae sa balat ng Australia at ng universe. Kasama pa rin natin sa ating programa si Marlene Pierce, Mrs. Classic Top Asia, Elsa Gruba, Mrs. Ang hirap, di ba? Mrs. Grandma International at Mrs. Universe Talent. Siyempre, Miss Australasia Charity Queen Vichelle Carleon at Mrs. Universe Courage 2016 Mary Rose Salubre. Ngayon, mga pang Miss Universe na tanong. Oh, Miss Universe na tanong.
On the spot, no? Napo. Top 5.
Elsa, was this your first beauty pageant?
In the Philippines, I won second for a charity fiesta in Mindanao.
Mm.
That was 1975.
Mm.
Then again, in 1992, I was a charity queen, Valentine queen in Wollongong, Illawarra. And then I become Mrs. Grandma Universe of Australia.
Yes.
And then 2018, I become Mrs. Grandma International. Yes.
Mm. Yung the gap of that mahaba, di ba?
It is really long.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you say that in joining beauty pageants, age doesn't really matter?
Doesn't really matter. That's why I'm telling all the women now, or even men, if they want to be in it.
Yeah.
There is no limit, whoever you are, wherever you are, and the age. We all have the chance to be in it.
Mm.
Yes.
Siyempre, di ba, joining a competition, there are lots of preparations. At siyempre, as grandma, we have our families to tend to.
Yes.
We have our own personal lives. Mahirap ba?
It was very hard because on top of that, I'm working full-time as well.
Wow.
Yes. And I have grandchildren, which they help me a lot.
Yeah.
And they even living with me in one house. I got 5 grandchildren living with me.
Lucky.
And 2 daughters and 1 boyfriend of my daughter.
One boyfriend?
One boyfriend of hers?
No, I don't have boyfriend.
Not yet.
I don't know. So anyway, sometimes you just look at the bright side, the positive side of it, that it couldn't be bad. I could be on the war.
Yeah,
then that's bad. But with this way, I look at it that it's challenging. Yeah, especially like when I preparing myself to be going to Bulgaria. I didn't have much help doing shopping of my gowns.
Gowns, yes.
I have to go
makeup.
Yeah, makeup and making my costume. But I made it.
Yes.
And it was very hard to think, or, you know, that a lot of people, they could not believe that I did it, but I did it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Now we go to Mrs. Classic Top Asia. Marlene, you've also joined pageants before, but this is a big thing, Mrs. Universe. Looking at you, you're so beautiful, but
thank you.
Haven't you realized before that I want to join Miss Universe when you were younger?
I've always wanted to become Miss Universe.
And now it's a dream come true.
Yeah.
It's Mrs. Universe.
It has come true. So there's no limit, I believe. Because, it happened. Like, no matter how old you are, it does come.
Mm.
Your dream will come. Mm. And it's amazing because the last few years I've been wanting to travel to Europe.
Oh wow.
And
you've hit two birds already.
Because I've been asking my friends, this one's not available, this one, blah blah blah. I can't go by myself.
Yes.
Anyway, the 2 dream came true.
Yes.
At one time. Mm. So I'm so blessed. I thank God for that.
Mm. Aside from beauty, beauty competitions are not just about beauty anymore.
Correct. Yes.
It's about talent and
empowering,
also charities, yes. Empowering women. Yeah. What have you learned, Marlene?
From my journey?
Yes.
I learned that we all have beauty.
Yeah.
And we are all capable. Mm. There's no non-stop. And it's an amazing experience, and it's an honor to be in that prestigious pageant for women. Mm. So I thank Mirrors for picking me for that. But I learned to believe in yourself.
Yes. And there are people behind you, supporting you.
The people are also very, very supportive. Mm. And especially God.
Mm.
He's always there.
Mm. Michelle, you're very young and you've joined Miss Australasia. What do you intend to do more about pageants? It's not just about beauty, but winning Charity Queen.
Yeah.
What do you intend to do?
I'd like to use the opportunity of my title at the moment to help speak out to advocate against bullying, because I know that's a really big problem around the world at the moment.
So like teenage girls like your age, they've been experiencing a lot of challenges in school and, as you mentioned, bullying. What do you advise to young girls like yourself in their journey, not in beauty pageants, but in life in general?
First, just like love and accept yourself for who you are. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. Just stay positive all the time and just know God has your back.
Yeah.
And everything will be all right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mary Rose, you've been helping a lot of ladies.
Yes.
In Australia, and I think even in the Philippines, you've been doing charities also.
Correct, yes.
What's in the future?
In the future, I just want to build up the Australasia official to bring more women out there to make sure that they will be a role model to be able to empower the other women as well in the world. That because not a lot of women are very fortunate. Like us here, we're fortunate, but there are some part of the world that they can't speak up for themselves. Mm. So that's my task, to be able to empower others and for this woman as well to realize their full potential, that you can't just be a mom or somebody stays at home. You know, there are a lot of
you
things.
You can live your dreams.
Exactly. You can actually juggle everything. You know, being empowered woman, from a housewife to a full-time worker's moms, to be a beauty queen at the same time, to be a charity queen. And yeah, so all those things can be done at once.
Yeah.
It's up in your mind to be able to, you know, tackle it or how to designate the time.
But, we can be super women.
Exactly. There's, yeah, that's super what women. They are. These three ladies here is amazing.
Yeah.
Marlene, such an amazing personality. Like, I love the positive side. Elsa as well, amazing. She drove all the way from Wollongong to be here. It's very
thank
early.
Thank you.
So these three women, yeah, has different ways of the way they
things,
are.
Yeah.
So, and this is what I want to convince to the whole world, that this, we can be a beauty queen. This, it's never too late. And I know that there are, to be able to be a beauty queen, you have to spend a little bit of money. It's not easy. There's no such thing as free. But we are there to support. I mean, these ladies knows how much I work behind, because I want them to achieve their dreams. And we're calling every woman out there to get out of your shell and be out there to be a role model and to, you know, to be highlight. And a lot of women will follow your journey as well, just like these two here and Vishal. Yeah.
Marlene and Elsa, for the whole year of your reign, what's going to happen? Marlene.
Obviously, there'll be a lot of appearances with the communities.
Yeah.
And hopefully, I can utilize my title now to help with charities and for the unprivileged.
Yes. Elsa?
Yes. I would be the same as Marilyn now. And, yeah, I have a plan to do charity back home soon.
Yes.
But I will not tell the man yet, because maybe I hope they're not listening. I don't want them.
I hope they're listening.
They're waiting. When are you coming?
They're waiting. I have a plan.
Yes.
In the middle of the year.
Mm.
And, yeah, I have started doing them. But I hope that I can assemble the whole lot of them. And then
reveal it to them when it's there.
Yeah, I'm going to reveal it to them, because it's not nice now to tell them that might be really there. And then,
Yes. And Vishal?
Yes.
What's happening for the whole year for you? Studies?
Studies, doing, preparing for my next pageant.
Yes.
And, of course, doing appearances with Mary Rose, like today.
Yeah.
And
advocacy.
Spread
the word.
To stop an awareness.
And there's another competition coming up.
Yes, I have. So glad to be now through to my good job and my beautiful ladies that went to Bulgaria. The organizer just officially asked me to send Mrs. Universe to the universe. So I am now the national director of Mrs. Universe Australia and Woman of the Universe. So good job.
With all the titles.
Yeah. So May 26th in Burwood, RSL, we're calling for this women's. So I'm actually calling for kids, teen and miss, missus and the grandma. That's what we said, never too late.
But are all these for women or ladies?
There's
no
women.
There are
for men. I've actually got few titles for men. So it's just a bit hard to find boys.
Yeah.
I think there's not much boys out there that wants to come out of the shell.
Yeah.
Especially the married men, I think. The wives will be like, I don't know.
Or maybe they're too busy working.
Probably, we are calling for everyone, different ages, to be able to compete for my pageant May 26th, Burwood RSL. This is lunchtime. Yeah.
Where can they get more information from?
They can Facebook me, or they can Facebook My Beautiful Girls.
Yes.
It Marilyn will be posted.
Marilyn Pierce, yeah. Elsa Gruber.
Yes. Yeah, Vichelle.
Vichelle Carleon. Mary Rose Salubre.
Yeah.
And Elsa, I won't let you go without singing. Thank you very much for coming today all the way from Wollongong.
Okay.
Marilyn, Vichelle, I really appreciate it. Yeah. Mary Rose for
Pleasure.
Always...
Thank
Being
you so
available.
Much.
Thank you for having
anytime,
us.
Anytime for yes. you. Yeah.
Yes. And syempre, thank you sa mga nanood sa atin sa Facebook Live. At syempre, makakasama pa rin ninyo kami bukas kasama si Ronald Manila at si Louis Tolentino para sa isang oras ng mahahalaga at mga pinakabagong kaganapan sa buong mundo. At syempre, dito sa Australia. And we're gonna say goodbye with Elsa's song. Which is she'll be doing an a cappella.
Yeah.
Thank you very much again. Yes. When you're ready. Yes.
Okay.
It must have been colder in my shadow to never have sunlight on your face. You were content to let me shine that way. You always walk a step behind, so I was the one with all the glory, while you were the one with all the strength, a beautiful face without a name for so long, a beautiful smile to hide the pain. Did you ever know that you're my hero? You're everything I would like to be. I could fly higher than an eagle. You are the wind beneath my wings. I might have appeared to go unnoticed, but I got it all here in my heart.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.